We're in this beautiful, beautiful garden that's been here for several hundred years. The big change over the last 4 years has been moving away from the use of chemicals and to a completely sort of rewilding approach. The plants seem to be flourishing with that. There's far more insects. The number of species of moths has gone up threefold, I think. Our bees are producing wonderful honey. And the change in terms of biodiversity has been extraordinary. In places like Kenya, Nigeria, it's not just it makes for nice gardens, it's life and death. Because biodiversity, the chain of life from the smallest to the largest, is what enables farming to happen, is what enables crops to grow. Climate change and loss of biodiversity are existential threats to a huge chunk of humanity.
And yet the political leaders haven't taken the bold action necessary. Why do you think that's happened?
We have failed to listen to the voice of creation. We've been selfish in the global north with the way we operate, particularly in industry and in personal consumption. It's a fundamental disconnection with nature and a sort of sense that it's a thing, a resource, rather than something that needs to be tended and cared for. I think what the Earth is saying, and we've seen that especially over the last couple of years, it's an agonized cry of pain. I can't breathe. And the problem is, if the Earth can't breathe, we can't breathe. And the churches have been part of this neglect of creation, almost an unconscious war with creation. We believe in transformation and conversion rather than isolation and exclusion. A few years ago, the Church of England set up and now chairs a global coalition of investors with over $10 trillion of investments. The aim of the initiative is to have a clear pathway towards net zero for companies, and we've disinvested from coal companies because it can't be done with them. And by 2023, any company that is not objectively audited as moving in the right direction at a rapid pace, we will disinvest. God offers forgiveness. And that should be the same for us, where companies change, where there is a genuine commitment to zero carbon, where there is repentance of the personal immorality of the way we behave, expressed at a corporate and governmental level as well as individually, then forgiveness is absolutely right.